gentlemen. Thank you, Virgil. And I want to apologize, folks, for missing the first little bit here. We had taken off this morning from our place about 10 minutes away where we're staying up here and did not bring any phones, which would have been tough on Virgil to get a hold of us or us him. So had to go get those. A 6-4 game here to get started as both teams, these teams played against each other on Wednesday with the Sandpoint boys winning by 2. And here they are Friday now facing each other again. The winner will probably play in the championship game tomorrow, I am going to guess. They will, definitely. One team is going to be probably 2-0 here. Or Sandpoint, if they go 2-0, they will definitely be in the championship game. Reddington would have to win again tonight if they were to go 2-0. So a 9-4 score here early as Ryder Gunderson has put in a couple of buckets to get things rolling. And now Ortega hits one from the outside. And so Ortega ended up with three. Or was it Smith that hit the three? Yeah. It was Carl Smith with the three. I'm sorry. But Ortega just hit a three to make it 12-6. And it was Carl Smith that got things rolling in the third quarter yesterday in their big win. As the boys beating back a decent Nenana team there, 68-56. And Nenana, 2A school, this a 3A school. Reddington hustling back the other way, and there's a two-pointer from Amaral. Brian Amaral, one of their seniors. Very a solid ball club. We got Brooks out there as one of the kids, Tolu, Falanico. It's a very good ball club. Watched them play already this year. And great competition for Sandpoint. They played Nenana yesterday. These kids today may be facing their Aleutian foe down there, King Cove, tomorrow. We'll see how King Cove does today. They got to win twice today to get in the championship game for tomorrow. So here's Reddington with the basketball around the outside. Coming up to the halfway mark in the first. There's a travel call inside. As that was where's Brooks's? No, that was Amaral. They're actually with that move. Now trying to go over the top, and Larson out there, Parker, a freshman, got to be careful on those sort of entry passes. You can fake over the top and come back with a bounce pass or vice versa. This pass off the hands picked up there by Reddington. Falanico had it briefly, but it's going to be off of, and it says it's going to be off of Falanico. So Sandpoint gets it back for the Eagles. Ortega, Gunderson, Smith, Jesse Stearns, who led the way yesterday with 25 point-wise. And there's Stearns under, gets the offensive board once, twice, both times missing. It's still going to be Sandpoint basketball. Stearns was great inside on the boards like that, and he gives up inches to Brooks and to Amaral. As Ortega will inbound for the boys. Goes into Jesse. Up and under from the right side. Smith in there to tap it away, but coming up was Amaral to follow. Nico has got two. Ryder nearly got that one out of his hand. So Tulo picked up the two-pointer on the breakout. 12-10 score now as Reddington closes the gap. Coming up to the three-minute mark. Here's Carl Smith, three-pointer. No rebound tapped around there by Gunnarsson. Out it comes to Carl, and now to Ortega, left side three-pointer. That one won't work, and Smith taps it back to Stearns, bounces around and won't go down. It's going to be a foul on Ortega. Man, that was some play by Smith there to just tap that rebound. He could have got it probably, but he saw that Stearns was right there, and Jesse's shot hit both sides of the rim inside the cylinder but wouldn't stay in. Just unusual. And this ball comes loose, picked up by the freshman Larson. So Larson with the steal there. Ortega, cross court to Larson, now back to Smith. We're watching Smith pretty close yesterday after seeing him pop those shots. And, of course, playing these kids for the second time this week. Everybody knows a little bit about each other. Larson, three-pointer. Parker, his second one, makes up 15-10. He did that swish shot where the net whips up on top of the rim. It went through so slickly. Reddington with the ball, down by five now. 2 minutes to go, first quarter. They get it into Amaro. Works on Smith. Oh, holds the ball in the hip. No travel call. Nearly a throwaway. And back on top, Jacob Elliott for Reddington. Now to Amaro. In the lane. Ortega nearly ties him up. But about 3 seconds, almost two. So there was a lot of things happening bad for Reddington on that possession. Here's a travel call. And that's Brooks going inside. Ortega gets a hand on it, creates the travel that way. So for the Eagles, minute and a half to go here. 5-point lead. They led by 6-1. And here's Smith trying to make it a bigger lead. No, but Gunderson with the rebound. Ryder, the senior, immediately knows where to go. There was no one there to block him out, and Ryder just slips it in. I think Ryder, the key to yesterday's game, too. He put the dagger down late with first he had a steal on literally four Nenana players there for the offensive board or for the inside play, and Ryder came away with the ball. Then they get the bucket. Then he had another bucket. He got the bucket off the assist. Then he had a bucket, 4-point play, 6-point swing, and it went to 10 points late in the game. Here is Reddington attacking the board. Smith blocked a shot from behind on Brooks. Just got his long arms up there enough to tip that ball out of his hands as he released. Wow. Larson over deep in the corner. Now comes up to Ortega. Boys lead 17-10 as there's Gunderson high posted. Ryder slips through, finding Larson. There's going to be a travel call. Drug the foot. Ryder so good at keeping his head about in there with the double team, then a triple team. Then the double team drops off, so he takes a step right back where he was. But he just drug that foot. That was hard to keep a balance there. So it'll be standpoint, maybe with the last possession here in the first quarter, 17-10. Coach Brandon over there saying, yeah, let's just work for one. Ortega will keep the dribble up high. Down to the 10-second mark now. And Ortega says, well, maybe I'll let it fly since you're not going to guard me. And they don't. And he hits it. Ortega hits a three. Ortega makes it 20-10. And the last shot for Reddington. Briston Conaway with a three-pointer gets that one right back. 20-13 after one quarter play. It's the boys from Sandpoint on top by one right here on KSDP. We'll be back in 60 seconds.
All righty. This is Virgil, and we are taking a little break to say thank you in between quarters to the companies that are helping bring basketball over the airwaves. How about our very own AC?
The Alaska Commercial Company in Sandpoint is a proud sponsor of high school basketball and KSDP. Serving the communities of Alaska since 1868, the Alaska Commercial Store offers groceries and other household items. For more details, 383-3111. The Alaska Commercial Company in Sandpoint, proud to sponsor high school basketball and KSDP.
All right. Thank you, Austin. The boss is out, and we are doing a marathon day of basketball coverage with our essential help of Carl Pulliam in the field at Sioux Valley for the Crowley Classic tournament today. We're going to be doing it all day. We get a little break in the afternoon for some lunch, and then we'll go back in the evening. In the meantime, live for the second quarter.
and the second quarter starts out just like the first quarter ended. A couple of threes coming, but only one so far in this quarter, and it's Joe Ortega hits it. Down low, the shot in and out for Amaro for the Reddington boys. And so the Sandpoint kids with a 10-point lead. Now here's Ortega trying to dump the ball in off the glass there as he comes up a little one-handed runner. Got the screen, went by it, put up the shot, and he goes to the line for two. 23-13 here to start the second as Ortega hit the three-pointer in the first part of the quarter. So the three for Ortega, that's his third in the game. And then at the line, misses on the first one. Second one is good, so one of two for Joe. And an 11-point lead. You know, it's interesting. The teams played each other just the other day, so you know what different tendencies are for different people. As the boys there from and a basket there for Reddington. There's going to be a timeout for Coach Smith over there. Short timeout for Brandon as there we go.
Yeah.
A lot of work. the rookies here getting ready for their game, and one of our rookie players is down there fixing the hair of a teammate, and it's like, if you move down one more row, we'll see all the action. So, and we already, I think Virgil mentioned to you about how the rookies and T-Jacks coming up next here in the morning. After this game, it'll be the girls first, so the rookies play first. A chance to win two games today. They play in a championship game tomorrow. And for the boys, the Sandpoint kids with Gunderson having the ball in there, kicked free and picked up by Reddington. Yeah, it's a 24-15 score now. Reddington getting that bucket out of the timeout. There's Brooks with it, goes inside to Amaro. Good defense there by Jesse Starnes. Straight up defense. That was perfect. No foul called, but he took every bit of space he could. Chest to chest defense. Starnes posts up inside. Fakes the ball up once, twice. Surrounded by three Reddington players. Then can't quite pull down the offensive board. As Reddington will be back in business again, but down by nine. Both teams, some excellent D. There's a steal by Starnes. Starnes wheels around, coming down the sideline, right side, picks up steam. Now the kickback pass as he goes for Golovin out there. Eric Golovin out there. Golovin, Steve, with the bucket. The three-pointer is good. And Golovin. Makes it 27-15. Here's a steal on that one by Larson. So, again, defense for both teams very good. As Brooks has it, and Brooks is fouled. Starnes, I think, good call, or was it on Parker? Okay, so it was on Larson. And that's his second. And at the line, Brooks, the first one good. One more coming up. Just over 5 minutes to go here, first half. 11-point game, and it'll still be 11-point game. Let's see. Whistle had blown, but I don't know what for, really. And then I'm going to redo the shot. Second one bounces around, but not in. And flipping across there to get the rebound. Amaro anticipates that. Got in the right spot. Banked it in off the glass. A 9-point game. Here comes Jesse. Behind the back at the midcourt line. Pulls up. The three-pointer won't work. As the defender left him, he was naturally open there and thought, well, why not? But just a little bit out of rhythm, you could tell. He's leaning just a tad, and the defender kind of taken away the first look, but he took the second, and it was in and out. 9-point game, 27-18, 4:43 on the clock, first half. Ben Sandpoint right from the beginning as they pulled away early, got into a 2-point, then a 4-point lead. And now there's going to be a foul on Larson underneath as Brooks trying to post up. Larson battling him. And so it'll be Reddington into inbound. And here's the inbound play. It goes to Amaro. Starnes tries to defend as best he can, but Amaro just a good rise up and gets it. Now some pressure by Reddington in the backcourt, and they force the turnover. So the turnover gives it back to Reddington, down by 7. They're going to try to cut it to 5, going inside to their big guy, Brooks. He misses their good second chance try, though, by Reddington, and they'll have 2 shots. Good help defense there by Starnes on Brooks' shot. Missed it, but then by leaving to help, left Amaro open for the offensive board. Amaro goes to the line for 2 shots. 27-20 score here. Coming up to the halfway mark of the second quarter, and Amaro misses on the first. Carl Smith will check back in. And for Amaro, both of them miss. Starnes up high for that board. Oh, and he protects the ball. If he picked it up, it's a travel call. Nobody recognized except for Ortega. So he hustles up a step or two and says, I got it. Don't worry, bro. And look at that shot by Gallivan. Steve Gallivan with another 3-pointer. His second of the quarter. The two freshmen, Larson, had 2 3-pointers in the first quarter. Gallivan's got 2 here in the second. It's 30-20. Here's Brooks rolling inside. Starnes goes up high, but he flips it in over his outstretched hand. Watch out. Here's Gallivan again. They're on him this time, and he tries a baseline pass there. Tipped away, last touch, I believe, by Gunderson. And a timeout on the floor, 30-22 score. Coming back in now will be Wolf Jackson for Sandpoint. As the senior will step in as well. A 30-22 score, 3:28 to go, first half action here from Susitna Valley. And, of course, all the action coming your way on KSDP, coverage of this marathon day, but also the road trip for your Sandpoint Eagles and your King Cove rookies and T-Jacks. And we mentioned King Cove coming up next in a doubleheader. Girls, then the boys, and then they play again tonight after we take a break. And they take a break, too. They play again tonight at 6:30 and 8 against the host Susitna Valley teams. I think the boys game in that one should be a nice one. The girls game, the Susitna Valley girls only have the 5 players. And your King Cove rookies, of course, outstanding ball club. I think the rookies will have a chance to coast into that championship game. They've got to knock off the Lady Huskies, though, this morning coming up after this game. Sandpoint on defense there is Jackson comes up for the steal. Instead, going around him was Brady Brooks, and now here's that pressure again. Starnes protects the ball, gets it ahead to Ortega. That's the way to beat the pressure. Ortega with the easy 2, the assist by Starnes. 32-24. We approach 3 minutes to go first half. Well, contested ball game here. These two teams played to a 54-52 victory, Sandpoint winning on Wednesday. Here they are in a tight one again today. Here's Brooks down low. Drop off pass there by Amaro is good. Pressure again in the backcourt. Ortega's bringing it up against it. Now he goes cross court over to Ryder, and Gunderson comes across the line to reset for the boys here as Wolf Jackson sets up at the high post. Ortega has it up high. Carl Smith, left side. Three-pointer on the way. Three for Carl. His third of the game. 35-26. Back to a nine-point game. Now here's the shot out there by Jacob Elliott. He misses. The ball bounds out. And will be... will be taken down by Sandpoint. Out to Carl Smith. Backs out for a three-pointer. Ooh, Starnes almost picks up the foul there, but gets away. Reddington ends up with the rebound. Hate to see a foul picked up on those guys. And here's a steal by Ortega. Ortega hit to Ryder. Ryder's got one man to beat. Pulls up instead. That shot just rolls off. But taken away by Wolf, and he gets two. Jackson took that rebound right out of the hands of Amaral. Banks it in off the glass for a two-pointer, gives the 11-point lead. Here's Brooks, gets free from the weak side, finding in with Elliott. Back comes Starnes, 37-28. Starnes in the lane. Ooh, Jesse trying to go behind his back to his teammate, but it actually bounced off the leg. Then ricocheted off the teammate and out of bounds. Bounced off the Reddington defender leg. And now some pressure by Sandpoint in the backcourt. Reddington trying to break at the half court. Well, they're swinging it around here with Conaway. Gets it to Elliott. Going down to Brooks again. Carl Smith right there with him. Out high it goes to Conaway again. In the lane. Smith gets a hand up. Misses a shot. Ryder with the long rebound. Gunderson has three to beat, so he says, I'm holding up. Goes to Wolf. Jackson, free throw line. Good for Wolf. Jackson banks it in as a defender comes up on him. Oh, boy. 39-28. We hit the minute mark to go here in the first half. Here's Conaway. Three straight out. Good. 39-31. Eight-point game. Here comes Ortega. Breaks the pressure. Cross court to Gunderson. Now to Smith in the corner. Carl's got three. 42-31. Back to 11-point game. 35 seconds to go first half. Conaway breaks the double team. Looking for Amaral. Finds him. In and out it goes. And then the offensive rebound by Elliott. And Ortega had it, but trying to control it. Taken away by Brooks. And he's fouled by Jackson. Brady Brooks with the two-pointer will go for the three-point play. Boy, this one's heating up here as Sandpoint maintaining their distance, though. They lead by nine. Larson's going to check in now to finish off the last 20 seconds. Jackson out. Jackson picked up his first foul on that play. Brooks at the line for the three-point play. Brooks shot, no. Rebound, Carl Smith. Carl Smith, good block out there. Uses body to keep the defense or the offensive player out of there. Here's Larson in the corner. Dylan shot, not there. Larson bounces high with just a couple of seconds to go. They won't get off a very good-looking shot here. And Starnes makes sure, too. And that's the end of the first half. A wild first half. This is going to be a beauty in the second half, too. 42-33. Your Sandpoint Eagles lead it here at Sioux Valley over Reddington. If they win this one, they go in the championship game tomorrow. So they're on their way halfway through it. The score, 42-33, back in 60 seconds. Right here on KSDP. Out there, the voice of the Aleutians.
All righty, maybe even the voice of the Alaska Peninsula and the Shumigan Islands. But moving on, how about a thank you to the Alaska Commercial Company over in KCV.
High school basketball on KSDP is supported by the Alaska Commercial Company in King Cove. The Alaska Commercial Company has been serving the communities of Alaska since 1868 and offers groceries and other household goods. For more details, 497-2632. The Alaska Commercial Company in King Cove, proud to sponsor high school basketball and KSDP.
All right, got a couple more thank yous to say. If you'd like to become a member, thank you if you already have renewed for 2018. You can stop by the station. You can also do it online, apradio.org. Click the little button that says help out, and there's a link for signing up online to be a member of Aleutian Peninsula Broadcasting. We're going to go back to the halftime wrap-up.
And here at the half, the Sandpoint Eagles have built themselves a 9-point lead, 42-33, and it's come from good shooting once again from behind the arc, too, but some excellent defense as well. This is not a big team in terms of, hey, we got some big guys inside. No, Carl Smith is their tallest player, but while he can help out inside defensively, too, he can play out on the wing as well. And then on the offensive end, he's not the guy down there. Starnes that does that, and Starnes, good blocky build. He's about 5'11 and maybe 6 foot. But they play tough. And this is a big, tall Reddington team with Amaro and Brooks inside. And they have led the way. Amaro has 6. Brooks has 11. But it's the team defense approach that they have here has done such a good job. Steals out there in the lane. In the paint, they protect well. And it's just a fun team to watch. Then you throw in the two freshmen, Parker Larson, Steve Gallivan. Those two kids get a lot of minutes on the floor, and there's a reason why. And, in fact, here in this first half, both of them, it was Larson with 2 threes in the first quarter for 6 points. Gallivan comes in the second quarter and puts up 2 threes as well. So the 12 points coming from the freshmen there, a 9-point lead partially built on their backs. Also scoring for Sandpoint in that first half, Wolf Jackson getting a couple buckets late in that second quarter, doing a good job there. 2 points for Ryder Gunderson, the usual great job defensively and smart play on the court for the senior Gunderson. Then with double digits, Carl Smith and Joseph Ortega, and they have 12 apiece, those two, to lead the way for Sandpoint. Well, we're a ways away here from second half action. And I want to mention again the King Cove girls coming up after this one and the King Cove boys right after, too. So the rookies will take on Tri-Valley. Yeah, that's right. Back-to-back back-to-back King Cove and Tri-Valley games coming up and should be fun. The Tri-Valley girls, they were at the 1A state tournament last year. And, of course, so were the King Cove rookies and did very well with their young team. They lost a talented senior or two as well. I want to say McKenna was one of them just off the top of my head. I'm thinking of their players, but had a great team last year, looked to be even better this year. So the Lady King Cove team, the rookies, coming up next after this one. We got a second half action about 5.5 minutes away, and all the action, of course, on KSDP out there in Sandpoint. Remember, you can become a member of the KSDP team and help support the great programming all season long and all year long. Just give them a call and listen in always and find out ways you can help volunteering or being a member of KSDP's great team. We're going to send it back to the key member of that great team for me right now, and that's Virgil at the studio. Back here in second half action, 5 minutes away. It's Sandpoint 42, Reddington 33.
Thank you so much, Carl. I've got my minutes marked, and we will fill the time with a little bit more 90s. How about TLC? Waterfalls, we'll be back in 5. We'll be right back. Children on the Block, that one was for the children, but we're going to have to fade it out and go back after our halftime break to Eagles basketball, live from Sioux Valley, Crowley Classic.
And second half action here, the Eagles with a 42-33 lead. It's Reddington to start the second half with the basketball, whipping around the outside against the ever-shifting Eagle defense, and there they get the weak side shot, but a foul is going to be called. I think it's going to go on Carl from behind on the help out. Inside, he had Larson, I believe that was, on the inside. They did a good job double-teaming Brady, but Wolf does pick up the foul, his second. So Carl Smith with number two on him. At the line, Brooks missing on the free throw. And so Brooks with one more coming up. Brady's second shot on the way is good. 1 of 2 from the line. And pressure in the backcourt again by Reddington. As there's Starnes in the backcourt, loses it. Jacob Elliott, though, kicks the basketball. As Starnes dribbled out of the double team, lopped it briefly, but Elliott kicked it away. And so they'll restart again against the pressure by the Huskies. They break it easily this time. Ryder, along with Starnes. Jesse up high on the point now as Ortega sets up on the left side wing. Here's Ortega, picked up out there by Jaden Strong. Starting the second half for Reddington. And Ortega, three down the left side, and he hits the three. Joseph with a nice look down there. He shifted away from where Strong was set up on the defense and got free there because Strong kind of out of position. Sometimes you play the position in a zone, and sometimes you play the man in the zone, and Strong got caught playing position. Ortega, smart play. As here is Reddington back on the attack. A 45-34 score. Starnes gets out there trying to get defense on Elliott. Elliott misses a shot. Now this time it's Ortega overthrowing Larson. And you can see Coach Brandon Smith throw a spread the floor, you guys. Come on, spread the floor. Keep your spacing. As that pass overthrown, but Larson running down the left side came towards the middle, towards the ball, about the time the ball was headed towards him where he was. So and for the Eagles back on D. Here is Reddington. Works it around the outside to Strawn, to Elliott. Back now to Conaway up top. And we come down to Elliott in the corner, now to Brooks. Conaway drops up there. Strong shot. Long, but they're wide open for the weak side rebound was Jacob Elliott for two. And that makes it 45-36. We pass the six-minute mark of the third quarter. His Sandpoint wins. They're in the championship game. Here's Carl Smith. Three-pointer is long. Ball tipped out. Ortega will gather it there. Then Ortega steps into a three as Brady Brooks came out on him. Brooks got a hand in face, and Ortega came up short. 45-36. Sandpoint leads it by nine. Early here in this second half, as here's a shot by Elliott on the right baseline this time. Misses. Starn will take it all the way to the hole, and Conaway will foul him. Starns will go to the line for two. Conaway says, I thought I was in front of him, though, taking a charge maybe. Nope. Moving your feet is a blocking foul. And every time it is. Starns at the line, missing on the first. As Salonico will come in now. The fans are getting rowdy here. And so we got fans from Reddington and fans from Sandpoint. Good goal teams there, too. Some of the Sandpoint fellows are along watching their boys and girls. So here's the shot there. Starns battles for it with Brooks. It actually bounces off the backboard. Fellow Nico gathers it and throws high over the top of Conaway out of bounds. Great effort by both teams on the boards that time. Starns up with Brooks and also the other big kid there, Amaro. Oh, my goodness. And actually just tipping and battling and trying to get control. Starns, quick pass over to Gunderson. He's got it. Ryder with the three-pointer. Gunderson, great shot. 49-36. He didn't hesitate, and that ball came. Starns zipped that through there. It looked like Tom Brady threading the needle. If you're a Brady fan, or you look like Nick Foles if you're a Eagles fan from, what, last weekend or two? Man, that one just right past the defender's hands, but on a line. And then Gunderson let fly. The timeout for Reddington. This is the biggest lead of the ball game, 49-36. It'll be Reddington's ball, and Sandpoint going to try a little pressure in the backcourt. Larson, the one man back. And Brooks takes the long pass at half court, and they'll set up. There's Brooks. Down they go to Strawn. He'll back it out. Conaway sets up top where Ortega is. And Wolf, or excuse me, Carl Smith with the block shot there as Brooks didn't realize he was there. Carl blocks it, but out of bounds it goes. It still belongs into Reddington. Comes into Amaro. Smith helping out down low on any post up by either one. And here's Falonico. Slips through the defense there. Going to be Carl Smith throwing it off of Conaway as they both go out of bounds. A smart play by Mr. Smith. Amaro out and in is Jake Elliott now. So a quicker, smaller team for Reddington, trying to match up, trying to find the right matchups here for, with Sandpoint that they can maybe cut into this lead. And I think Conaway got a piece of that as Larson misses, comes up short on a three-point try, and it looked a little flat on the shot. And I think Conaway actually got a piece of it. There's Brooks. Gets around Starnes inside. They're both battling for the ball, was able to pick it up and pivot, get the easy two off the glass. Larson comes over to grab this one as That was floating. Now gets it to Gunderson. Great pass by Ryder. The assist to Starnes for two. Ryder comes up with a beauty. 51-38. It stays at 13. 3.5 minutes to go, third quarter. Bellinico now up to Conway. I'll tell you, the Sandpoint dads up here are a team. I like them on my team. Bellinico slips past Dylan Larson and, or excuse me, Parker Larson in for Parker. He picks up the foul. 3-point play try here for Bellinico. The two freshmen battle it out on that one. That was pretty to watch because Bellinico tried to rub him off the screen on the weak side first and then took a hesitation and did it right away. Like, oh, okay. He thinks I'm not going to try it again. That was kind of cool. You got some great freshmen here, folks, and one of them is the Reddington fellow, Bellinico. But then you got two on the Sandpoint side, so he outnumbers, or Sandpoint outnumbers the Reddington freshman 2-1. And they're both good. Gallivan and Larson there have been fun to watch. Speaking of fun to watch, too, we got King Cove teams coming up next in a doubleheader. And both teams, folks, when you think about your teams coming from out there, and I know Fort Ellsworth is looking good this year, Tanalean. Also, there's some great teams coming out of the Alaska Peninsula Aleutian area there. Yes. When I look at the teams that were at state the last couple of years, and certainly Sandpoint and King Cove have made some nice runs, both on girls' and boys' side. Sandpoint girls rebuilding, but the other three teams, two boys' teams here from Sandpoint, King Cove, and the King Cove rookies, all in the running for state championship possibilities. As Reddington with the basketball, 51-40 score. The two-pointer by Bellinico couldn't complete the three-point play. And here's a wheeling Jake Elliott, guarded there by Starnes. He tips the pass, and there is Parker to snatch it up. Larson with the steal, but Starnes started it with the tip pass. Here's Jesse, splits the double team, goes in. Little floater, good. Jesse Starnes saw just enough daylight between the double team, and he went through on the dribble, then put up the little runner in the lane for two. 53-40, back to 13 points. Sandpoint just relentless at holding on to those leads. They do not let it go easy. And Smith gets a piece of that one. Ooh, boy, it looks like a possible foul there, but getting away with it was Brian Amaro. He put the elbow into Ortega to make room. And Ortega, at the other end, says, let me take this offensive rebound and keep it in our forecourt. Charles Smith with a double team goes to Ortega, passes on the shot there, says, let's burn some time, too. Let's make them work defensively. Starnes back to Ortega, to Smith in the corner. Carl, looping pass over to Parker, misses on the shot in close, but defender right there. And a 53-42 score, 1:22 on the clock, third quarter. Sandpoint still on top by double digits. Not so long. Conaway with a three. He makes it an 8-point game with that, 53-45. We come up to the one-minute mark. Starn screens for Ortega. Now to Carl. Smith comes up high on the dribble. And the high post to Starn. Tries to slip a pass to Parker, who was cutting and too hard off the glass, but following the shot was Amaro. Amaro makes it a 6-point game just like that. And a great pass there by Starnes, but a shot blocked by Parker, or by Reddington, and Parker loses it out of bounds. It'll be Sandpoint basketball. 39 seconds on the clock. Back-to-back buckets by Reddington. Cuts the lead. It's been at 13, 11, 9, now at 6. 53-47. How do you finish the quarter? Ortega has it on the wing. Cross court. As now in the game two is Cumberland. And the shot out there missing by Smith, but chasing down the rebound was Ortega. out of bounds, it's still going to be Sandpoint basketball. Some of it came in at the end of the game yesterday and did some nice work as Larson now out for Gallivan. Cumberland will inbound. Comes in to Carl. Smith, cross court now over to Gallivan. Three-pointer on the way. Good for him. The freshman just comes in off the bench and hits a three. 56-47. 9 seconds on the game clock. Inside it goes to Brooks. Fouled there by Smith as he got Smith in the air, but the shot didn't go down. And Brady will go to the line for two. Carl picks up number three as we have 5 seconds to go here, 4.7 actually on the clock in the third quarter. Smith is on the first one. 56-47. Sandpoint on top. Amaro checks out. Brooks has one more. Shot on the way and comes up short. Starnes goes for the rebound, has it swiped out of his hands there, but no shot here by either team here as the quarter ends, 56-47 in favor of Sandpoint. You're listening to KSDP coverage. We're going to send it back to Virgil in the studios. This quick station break of 60 seconds, fourth quarter action coming your way.
Getting down to the wire. This is Virgil, and you are still tuned. That radio's working. 8:30 on your AM dial, KSDP. We've got to do dual announcements because it's also broadcasting on the FM. It's so exciting. KAEB, and I've never used this on air yet, but it's the Beak of the Eagle spelled backwards. KAEB, 91.9 FM, true stereo sound. Streaming live around the world at apradio.org. Once again, if you wanted to help out, become a member, you can stop by and give us a call, 907-383-KSDP. Hopefully when we're not in the middle of a marathon set of games, but at your leisure. We're trying to round up the 2018 membership. As a member, you are a voting member. You decide who runs and operates the station, which is run as a nonprofit corporation under a board of directors. We are nonprofit community radio. We have no advertising. We only do underwriting. Nothing for sale here, just pure basketball. Music, fisheries reports, news, all the good stuff on KSDP. We're going to go back to the sidelines.
Oh, it's going to be a wild finish to this one, I got a feeling. Fourth quarter starts here with Reddington in control, 56-47, no Sandpoint in control of the scoreboard. The Reddington boys on the offensive end, Conaway. Looking to spread the floor here, and that'll open it up for Brooks inside. They go small to start the fourth. Here is the shot by Elliott. Misses. Brady Brooks with the rebound. Briefly taken away. Cumberland had it. Then Brooks still came up with it. As Elliott sets up now on the right side. And again, the Eagles content to spread the floor with them defensively. They're matching them pretty much man for man out there as Elliott will pass on a possible open look. Here's a near steal again by Cumberlake. Anticipation all about that. And there's anticipation. Starnes with the steal. Takes it up the other way. Hangs in the air and puts it in off the glass. What a shot by Jesse Starnes. He had two defenders, one on each side. Pulls up hard. Goes straight up. The defenders go by. And he slips it out of his hands over the rim for two. 58-47. It's Sandpoint by 11 now. They played with the 13-point lead for a little bit in that third quarter. Salonico goes under with the reverse layup and misses the glass with it. It sails into the hands of Smith. Now Cumberland's trying to go over the top with a pass. Ball sneaks out of there. He comes up with it. Oh, excuse me. And also with Cumberland out there as well, Stephen Gallivan and Starnes. Starnes here in the middle of the key. That ball, I think, came off his hand as he misses there and Conaway with the rebound. Conaway picked up by Cumberland up high. As now Jacob Strawn out there, Jacob Elliott. Strawn down inside to Brooks. Travel call. Smith holds his ground. Smith with three fouls, didn't want to pick up a fourth here early. And with 6 minutes to go here in this fourth quarter, the 11-point lead for the 10-point Eagles. Ball comes over to Galvin. Now back out to Ortega. Looking down on the baseline. Cumberland's there, and the ball tipped away, but it goes out to Galvin. His three misses. Ortega finds Smith inside. From behind, Brooks gets just a piece of it, but Smith guides it in, up off the glass and in for two with a nice soft touch. 60-47. 5:14 to go now. And the Reddington boys, there's going to be a foul from behind Cumberledge, as that was Elliott got the shot, then got his own rebound, foul on the rebound putback. So he goes the line for two here. And first foul on Cumberledge. Now Amaral will check in. So they go back to a bigger lineup, Reddington does. They can go big and small, keep one out there, Brooks or Amaro, or go all small, too, but then Sam Point would take advantage for sure. Amaro battling with Starnes down there, and off of Amaro, out of bounds. Ortega brings it up for the Eagles. They lead by 13, 4:56 to go in the ballgame. Starnes, high post, tries to get the pass off to Galvin in the corner. Galvin gets it from Ortega after that pass was tipped, and Galvin hits the three-pointer. Now Conaway up top, picked up by Ortega. Tamro at the high post, looks down low for Brooks. He's there, blocked by Smith as he goes up for the shot. Starnes had him on the baseline. Smith came down to help. And Carl gets a hand on the shot. Out of bounds it goes. Inside to Amaro, and they sneak in a two-pointer that way, though. Amaro, good positioning to get that one. Here comes the Galvin. Long three-pointer. Rattles down but pops out. Boy, I'll tell you what. Galvin not afraid to put it up from anywhere on the court. Oh, in and out, Brooks on the shot, fouled by Starnes. If that one goes down, a three-point play try instead. It stays out, so he'll go to the line for two. For the Reddington boys, not real good free-throw shooting, it seems like. They missed a few points on the board. Missed about seven shots and hit maybe five. Yeah. And one of their shooters that hadn't hit any is this young fellow here, Brady Brooks. Brooks gets this one, though. Has one more, 63-50, and a timeout for Reddington. They're going to talk it over here. Down by 13 as we come up to that halfway mark of the fourth quarter. Key points that you look at, too, in a game like this where you played well against this Sam Point team, had the lead cut down to six briefly, and that was back at 53-47, so it's been a 10-3 run by Sam Point, as their lead went from 13 to 6. And now back up to 13 it is. And so for the Reddington crew, got to talk that over and say, how do we get it back to 6? Well, not going to be easy with this Sam Point crew. The way they closed out against Nenana yesterday, excellent job there. That game went down to 5 points late in the game, down around the 2-3 minute mark. Right in there, and then they were able to win by 12, 68-56. So they handle the ball well. They step it up on defense when they need to. Play good defense all game long, but then sometimes you just have to crank up a notch. Yesterday, that effort led by senior Ryder Gunderson. He seemed to be the key in that one in the last 2 minutes. Everybody, though, stepping it up, but Ryder with some great steals and assists. A 63-50 game here, and Brooks at the line for one more. Can cut it to 12 with this one here. On the way and good. Cumberledge in there along with Starnes, Gunderson, Smith, and Ortega. There's Ryder with it. And they are going to spread the floor, try to take a little time off. Reddington will try to pressure the basketball. double team where they can. And Coach Brandon Smith calls a timeout to see what they're doing. He sees what they're doing, says, okay, let's us talk it over now. So back-to-back timeouts about 15 seconds apart. And key for both teams, too, because you don't want a turnover to come out of a timeout. And he saw the double team, the trapping of the ball up high, and says, okay, see what they're doing? We wanted to come out and spread it. How did they answer? Call timeout. Let's say we're going to be our open spots, because at a point like this, you put in a two or a three, and you go up, you stay 13, 14 ahead. Big difference in the ball game. Ask these time spots here. 3:57 on the clock, a 63-51 score in favor of Sandpoint. If they win, they're in the championship game tomorrow. And, of course, all that action tomorrow also on KSDP as we finish off with six games at this tournament tomorrow, eight games today. King Cove team's coming up next, too, in doubleheaders, and they'll take a break. We'll take a break, and we'll be back for the nightcap doubleheader. Ooh, Gunnarsson trying to go inbounds on that pass and knocked down by Conaway. He steals it. Goes to Jake Elliott. He loses it out of bounds. And he loses it out of bounds with help from Ortega. Off of Joseph. So Reddington with the basketball. Comes into Conaway. Now looking for Brooks. Down low. Blocked by. Blocked by Smith. Foul on Carl. I don't know. That looked like a pretty good block. Smith picks up number four on him. And at the line. Oh, they called it on Starnes. That's what happened. Because it was a nice block by Smith, but Starnes got the call down low helping out. One from the line for Brooks then. Wow, that's, yeah, I really thought they went the other way with the call. Cumberledge, nice screen for Ortega, and Ortega does the rest as Amaro will foul him there. That's team foul only number two on Reddington, and if they want to stop the clock, they're going to have to foul a lot more for Sandpoint. They're going to want to just watch this clock wind down. Cumberledge again sets the screen for Ortega. The kick out to Smith. Carl on the way with a three. No. Rebound comes off Ortega, and Falonico battling. Falonico gets it and scores two. Great effort by both kids, but Tulo just a half step quicker. Beats Ortega to the ball and scores a two-pointer under pressure. Oh, nice pass by Cumberledge. To Ortega for two. Edmund with a beautiful assist and Ortega with the bucket. That was a beautiful pass. Way out by half court. Bounce pass led him perfectly and Ortega gets the two. Cumberledge battling underneath. The ball tipped around. Elliott comes away with it. 65-54. Here's the three try by Conaway. He hits it. 65-57. Here's Ortega. Brings it across the line easily. Ortega keeps it out. Out front now is Falonico. Mounting in there. Cumberledge. Double team comes. Starnes has it up high. Now Starnes gets the screen from Cumberledge. Drives down inside. Going to be a blocking foul called on Brooks. He gets there a half step late. Starnes will shoot two. 65-57. We've got a 13 and a 14-point lead briefly. Now at 8. 2:12 on the clock. So similar to last night's game in some ways, but again, Sandpoint answering the call every time. And Starnes missing on the front of the two. Jackson's going to come in for Cumberledge. Boy, Edmund with that pass to Ortega. That was beautiful. Good job out there screening up high, and Wolf Jackson checks in. And one of two from the line for Starnes. Makes it 66-57. The 9-point lead, 2:11 on the clock. Here comes Conaway. He hit the three to cut it down to 8 just moments ago. Conaway. Goes by Ortega, off the glass and in for two. Comes into Ryder Gunderson. Back to Joseph. Now Starnes in the middle of the court. Starnes fouled there by Elliott. 66-59. 7-point lead for Sandpoint. They have the basketball at half court. Comes into Starnes. Nobody picks him up. Floats in the lane. Ball bounces around. Won't go down. And the rebound in there by Jackson. Now to Smith. There's Gunderson down low. 3-second call on Ryder. Ryder waited for that pass. And the referee right there, he had to wait for it to unfold. And I just don't think he realized it was going to get the call. That's one of those calls that kind of disappears throughout a game for a while and then all of a sudden reappears. There's Smith with another beautiful block. As Falonico goes by Smith with the long arms, just pops that one out of bounds. Tula will inbound for Reddington. Looking for Brooks. Ball tipped away there by Starnes, and it's off of Brooks. Sandpoint with 1:23 on the clock. They lead by 7. And here's a steal. Elliott gets it. Elliott misses on the shot. Underneath, Brooks tries to put it up. Out of his hands, it's stripped. And off of Ortega. At first, it was Ortega was like, oh, you're calling it our way. He was clapping his hands, but he knew he touched it, I think. And here's a shot by Conaway. Does he get another three there? No. Brooks, though, with the rebound, putback is good. 66-61. 1:06 on the clock. A 5-point game. We are at that spot where we were yesterday, too, but less time on the clock. Sandpoint had their lead cut to 5 at about the 1:40 mark yesterday. Here it is with 1:06 to go, and it's a 5-point game. 66 for Sandpoint, 61 for Reddington. It'll be Sandpoint basketball coming out of the timeout. Team fouls, 6 on Sandpoint, 4 only on the Huskies from Reddington. So they've got a foul not once, not twice, but 3 times to stop the clock here and send the Eagles to the line. So you can bet they talked about that in the Reddington huddle. Sandpoint with the basketball, full court pressure by Reddington. You're listening to this great action on KSDP, folks, bringing you basketball all season long, and we've got a marathon day today. We got 4 more games coming up, all featuring the King Cove teams. As the ball comes into Ryder, bad angle over there on that pass. And a pressure defense by Strawn. That sails out of bounds and will belong to Reddington. 1 second tipped off the clock. Oh, boy. Here we go. Reddington whipping around the outside. They go to Brooks down low. Gets it up off the glass. Gets his own rebound. Tries it again. No. Falonico makes a play on it. Out of bounds. That ball will belong to Sandpoint. Ortega, inbound, looking for Smith. Smith gets it over to Starnes. Starnes on the dribble drive. All the way to the hoop he goes. Can't finish, though, as might have got a whack in the face. And Elliott tries to go behind his back. Tips away Ortega with the steal. And then Sandpoint throws it away. And in the backcourt, Ryder Gunderson with the foul, trying to take it back. A reach-in foul by Gunderson will send Conaway to the line for a 1-1. Unbelievable. As Ryder thought he had a shot for a steal instead. Referee was right there, too. You could just feel that. Not right now, Ryder. I don't think you got that one. Oh, boy. 32 seconds on the clock. 1-1. Conaway good on the first one. 66-62, he can make it a one-possession game with this free throw. Sandpoint, though, still on top by 4, by 3. 66-63. Ball comes in to Starnes. Jesse still got the dribble. Up court he comes. The foul's going to be out front here on Conaway. On Conaway. And that's the 15th foul. So, again, No bonus yet. Darnes has it. Gets some time off the clock. They go to Ryder. Nobody over on him. And now they grab it, Ryder. And is that an intentional foul or not? But he would definitely want to foul, but didn't go play for the ball. Just grabbed at the arm. 66-63, 21 seconds on the clock. Ryder will inbound. Looks for Ortega. Now comes to Starnes at half court. And Starnes will go to the line for a 1-1. Two more ticks come off the clock. 19 seconds up there. Conaway picks up his third. Both teams in the bonus. Wolf Jackson's going to check in now. Wolf checked in for Crossway Gallivan. Okay. So it's Jackson, Smith, Starnes, Ortega, and Gunderson. And at the line, Jesse for 1-1. First one good. Two possession game, 67-63. Jesse, one more coming up. Starnes lines it up. On the way. Gets the front iron, goes to the back, and drops through. 68-63, five-point game. 15 seconds on the clock. Good defense by Ortega. Forces the ball to the outside. Here's a shot by Strawn. No. Starnes rebound to Ortega. He's got Gunderson way down. And a foul on Ortega. Gunderson would have had the layup to seal it, but that's all right. Ortega will go to the line for a 1-1. 7 seconds on the clock and a five-point lead. Ortega unloaded that ball, trying to get it to Gunderson before the foul was coming. But he got it down there, already the whistle blowing, though. And misses on the front end. The ball taken away there by Jackson. Timeout for Coach Brandon Smith with 5 seconds on the clock. Jackson does his job, gets the offensive board. No chance for any Reddington player to get that as he wrapped both arms around it. I couldn't even see the orange globe in there. Was it under his jersey? I don't know, but he wasn't letting go, that's for sure. And wheeled out of there with a dribble, too, to clear himself. Timeout was called, so Jackson with a strong rebound off the miss. Seals the deal here, I think. 68-63, 5 seconds on the clock. Sandpoint has the basketball under their own basket. So it's going to take a lot for Reddington to upset the Eagles at this point. They're going to march into that championship game tomorrow. And that one at 6 o'clock to end the tournament tomorrow. Girls' championship game will be at 4:30. Already the Sandpoint Lady Eagles, they're going to have the chance to pick up the win tomorrow at the 9 o'clock game for 5th and 6th place. And here we go for the last 5 seconds. Gunderson to inbound. Finds Starnes underneath, tries the reverse, doesn't get it. And out of bounds, it'll belong to Reddington with 0.5 seconds left. Sandpoint in the championship game. They lead it 68-63. That probably will be the final catch and shoot. Nope. Not the catch first, even. And so the Eagles victorious 2 games in a row here. They beat Nana yesterday 68-56. They get 68 again today. 63 for Reddington. And Sandpoint 2-0 marching into that championship game tomorrow. We're going to take 2 minutes here and send it back to Virgil in the studios at KSDP. As Sandpoint victorious, we'll be back with our post-game wrap-up and get ready for King Cove doubleheader coming up.
All right. Carl Pulliam giving us a two-minute swing back to KSDP headquarters, KAEB headquarters. Although I think all goes according to plan, the FM will be available for broadcast up at the school here soon. And those moves are definitely afoot. In the meantime, how about a note from your local store?
The Alaska Commercial Company in Sandpoint is a proud sponsor of high school basketball and KSDP. Serving the communities of Alaska since 1868, the Alaska Commercial Store offers groceries and other household items. For more details, 383-3111. The Alaska Commercial Company in Sandpoint, proud to sponsor high school basketball and KSDP.
You know what's funny is if you can look at the list of folks that are helping support basketball on community radio, there's two glaring omissions. If anybody knows anybody at those glaring omissions in our community, they might want to say, hey, you want to help out the radio station? The big ones. We'll move on and go right on back to the game wrap-up standpoint. Eagles, if you just tuned in, victorious over the Reddington Huskies. Reddington, what is the full name? Reddington Senior, Junior Senior High School in Wasilla. They were just actually there directly in Wasilla. Now they're up right outside of Talkeetna doing the Susitna Valley Crowley Classic. And after these Eagle games, we're going to have, boom, boom, two King Cove games. We're going to have the rookies up first, facing off against Tri-Valley. And then the T-Jacks, the Tundra Jacks, facing off against Tri-Valley as well. These are the Tri-Valley Warriors from Healy, Alaska. We're going to go back to courtside with more game
action for the Sandpoint Eagles on a bunch of three-pointers. As he was selective in his shooting and knocked it down close behind with double digits and a dozen points apiece. Carl Smith at 12, and Steve Galliman, the freshman, was 12. He put up four three-pointers. Then we mentioned with 9 points, Jesse Starnes, 7 points for Ryder Gunderson, 6 points for Parker Larson, Wolf Jackson had four, and Edmund Cumberledge played some good minutes in there, but did not score. However, he had that great assist to Starnes for two back there at a key point in that third quarter to keep the lead for the Eagles there. Coming up next, we got some King Cove games, and the Eagles, though, Sandpoint, marching into the championship game tomorrow, 6 o'clock. They'll face King Cove or Sioux Valley, as Sioux Valley won last night on the boys' side. King Cove has yet to play, so Sioux Valley the only team undefeated then in their pool. So for King Cove rookies, though, they'll be up first. They've got the Tri-Valley girls, and then later tonight they'll play the Sioux Valley girls. So King Cove rookies up next, 12 minutes from now. And on the voice of the Alaska Peninsula, the close-in Aleutian Islands, it's KSDP out there in Sandpoint. Just about swallowed when I was supposed to speak, I think. I don't know. Caught me off guard there, Virgil. We're going to be back in 12 minutes for the start of the doubleheader for King Cove. Coming up, the rookies taking on the Tri-Valley Viking Warriors right here on KSDP.